Hi, thanks for joining us today. This is Bonnie Wallace, author of The Hollywood Parents Guide and Young Hollywood Actors. And today my guest on the Hometown to Hollywood podcast is Fatmata Kamara. Fatmata is a theatrical talent agent at Creative Artists Agency, or CAA, one of the biggest agencies in Los Angeles. Her clients include Gabrielle Union, Ksenia Solo, Anna Diop, Matt McGorry, and Winston Duke, among others. Fatmata, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. I'm just going to parenthetically ask you, did I get those names right?
You know what, you got Ksenia and Anna.
Anna.
They say, she says Anna because it's short for Mommy Anna, and then Jope, it's French, actually. So I've had to correct everybody in this building, so don't even worry.
Well, that's great, because now everybody listening to the podcast is going to know.
Right. You're welcome, Anna.
I looked up Ksenia, and I'm like, yes, Ksenia. Okay, got that one. Anyway, I like to get names right. When did you decide that you wanted to become a talent representative, that you wanted to represent talent, you know, and how did you get started as an agent?
Well, to be honest, I mean, it's not something that I actually knew that I wanted to do. I got started, one, I moved out to LA, and I was an actor for a little bit. I was an actor for probably, I don't know, a few years, and I dabbled, I took classes, you know, I auditioned a little bit, and I don't know, I went back and forth. I was like, I loved it, but I wasn't sure if it's what I really could see myself doing forever. And you have to be passionate when you're doing this, you know, for the amount of, you know, rejection that you get. If you don't have that, like, strong will, it's tough. And I won as a woman of color, you know, unfortunately wasn't getting the type of roles that I would have liked to have gotten. And that was also another, you know, reason that I felt as if I'm not sure if this is the right path for me. It was really limiting what a woman of color could do around that time that I was acting. So I actually looked into a talent agency just to kind of get some insight into the business. My acting teacher actually gave me really great advice and said, regardless of what you want to do in this business, you should know the business that you're in. And I nodded, and I looked for an internship. And that internship, I remember I met an amazing man, Hank Headland, who said, we actually are looking for a receptionist. Would you be interested? It pays $500 a week. And I was like, yes. $500 a week I did not have. So took that very quickly. Started at a company called Talent Works, and it was a really, you know, successful agency, you know, ran by Harry Gold. Bonnie Leike and Thor Bradbo were running their youth department, and she had founded Leonardo DiCaprio, Hilary Swank, you know, those like little names. And Zac Efron, it was just coming off a High School Musical, and, you know, no one knew what it was going to blow up to be. And I just remember thinking, wow, I'm in Hollywood. And I was a receptionist for a few weeks, and a lovely woman had just had a baby, and she would come into the office every morning and had this amazing smile on her face. And, you know, she would bring the baby to the office sometimes, and we call the baby the loaf. And she was just lovely, and she would always greet me. And I remember there was a day where everyone went to lunch, and she didn't know, you know, if I knew where to go. So she made sure. She was like, you know, I can show you around. And that amazing woman, her name is Pamela Fisher.
Of course.
She came to me about 3 months after I'd been at Talent Works and said to me, they just promoted me to be the head of the youth department. Bonnie Leike and Thor had left at that point. And she said, I told our operations manager that I want the receptionist for my assistant.
Wow.
And I literally said to her, okay, as long as you know, I have no idea what I'm doing. And she said, I don't either, but we're going to learn together. And from that moment on, I worked beside this amazing woman, and truly she taught me everything and became an amazing mentor and second mother and my Jewish mama. And now I know I love my challah because of her. And she really showed me, and we learned the business together more so. And we left Talent Works and we went to another company together where I just thought I was going to learn the ins and outs of the industry, and I was going to figure out what I was going to do. And she would say to me, you'd make a great agent. And I would say to her, I don't want to be an agent. And she would just smile, and she continued. She allowed me to to explore, and if acting was something I wanted to go back to, she allowed me, you know, to do that, and she just gave me so much autonomy. At the same time, she allowed me to really, you know, exercise my interest in the sense of bringing in talent. So I did a lot of showcases and looking for new faces, and something that was very important to me was having more diversity in our list.
Yep.
Again, you know, as a, you know, woman of color, and just, you know, really being able to seek those roles and projects that really could, you know, any person of color would be so proud to do, not based on what they look like or what ethnicity they are. And she gave me the autonomy to do that. And truly, I think after 6 years, I said, you are right. I am an agent.
Yes.
So we had the pleasure of going over to Abrams in 2011, and I realized there that that's what I wanted to do. And finally made that decision, and it all clicked, and became an agent there in 2013.
Wow. And now it's nearly 2020.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. Yes.
And you're at CAA.
And I'm at CAA.
What after this now, because you really have earned your stripes at this point, what do you think makes for a great agent?
I mean, I think, one, someone that really listens. I think I used to hide the fact that I was an actor. When people would look up an IMDb, they're like, oh, it says you're an actor. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I dabbled in it. But I'm like, I say that proudly now because, one, I feel like I can really relate. I can speak their language. It's so interesting that my clients really turn to me for feedback on taped auditions. And I realize, I'm like, oh, I kind of know what I'm talking about. I can be more empathetic. And you know, and the thing is, I want them to see me not as an agent, but as more so a friend. I mean, I working with, you know, amazing woman, Pamela Indomina at Abrams for so long, we really, you know, wanted it to come off more like a family. And that's what we were, you know, we're all in this together. We're working, we're grinding, we're all taking those no's just as, you know, as we're celebrating those yeses. So that's something that's really important to me in the way that I approach it. And my clients, truly, the best compliment I can ever get is that you don't feel like an agent.
Mm.
And I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love people, and I want them to enjoy and not be afraid of me. And there should be no reason. You should be able to treat your agent as an extension of your family or friend, for any friendship. And that's how I approach my job. We work in a very, you know, people, you know, industry, and so just being good people.
I agree. I could not agree more.
Yeah.
It's so important. We're all people at the end of the day. This is a people based industry.
Yeah.
And when you're dealing with artists, it's especially a people based industry.
Exactly. And they're so creative, and they think, you know, unlike, you know, anyone. And it's so interesting. I learn so much from my clients. I truly do. It's honestly been like one of the best lessons I've gotten from each individual client, what they bring to me.
Mm. I love that. I love that sort of collaborative, generous spirit. What are some of the more challenging things about being an agent? You know, what are some of the better things? Like what are the highs and lows?
Oh, I mean, obviously, you know, we want our clients, you know, to book every job they get, you know, but unfortunately that's just not what it is. So, you know, when we get those no's, you know, those are, you know, I think every actor always wonders, well, why? And to not always have that exact answer, it's tough. It's really tough not to be able to give them that exact, you know, reason. And sometimes there isn't that perfect, you know, reason. It just wasn't yours. And those are tough days, you know. They're tough days when, I mean, it could range from so many, you know, unfortunate, you know, situations, you know, being let go after a table read, or, you know, being on set and then, you know, or you have this amazing, you know, few scenes in a film, and then you cut to the premiere and all of a sudden you realize your scenes are gone. Like, there's so many different, you know, situations in which that, you know, we encounter. So, but other than that, I mean, the great things are, one, as cheesy as it sounds, we're making people's dreams come true. Like that, there's nothing like being able to say that. And, you know, and really being able to be someone's champion, and guiding them and being that teacher. And it's so funny to say that, because I remember, you know, starting with Pam and like, if someone would call me, I'm like, I don't know. And now to be able to answer these questions so easily, and I just think, I'm like, once upon a time, I had no idea, and I was asking those same questions. So honestly, being able to educate and give back in that sense has been so rewarding, and one of the best parts of the job, truly growing with each and every client. It's been amazing.
You were really so lucky to have Pam as a mentor, and now you are becoming a mentor yourself.
It's crazy to think, but yeah.
I think that's really lovely. Talk about paying it forward.
Truly.
So what do you do on a daily basis as a theatrical agent? What's your day look like?
Hi. With the entertainment industry changing every day, I'm continuing to work to be a source of inspiration and information in your life. As it's been for 5 seasons and over 120 episodes, the Hometown to Hollywood podcast will be there for you. Now, I'm asking you to be there for us. The podcast has been a labor of love for years, and now I'm asking if Hometown to Hollywood's been a friend to you, if it's helped, educated, and inspired you, please become a supporter of the podcast. For only $5 a month, the price of a latte, you can become a friend of the podcast and help me afford to continue to do the work that you've come to depend on for honest, insightful interviews that shed light on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. If you can afford it, pitch in $10 a month and become a good friend of the podcast. Your support helps supplement the people who can only give $5 a month. Join now. Just go to hometowntohollywood.supportingcast.fm. That's hometowntohollywood.supportingcast.fm. And in just 2 clicks, you can have access to the complete version of this incredibly informative conversation, as well as each upcoming episode and the entire collection of over 120 past episodes. If you can't afford $5 a month to subscribe, the first 10 minutes of every episode will still be available for free. Subscribers get the full episodes delivered right to their inbox. Thank you. I appreciate your support, and I can't wait to share the exciting upcoming conversations with you. Meanwhile, if you could use some one-on-one coaching, invest in a video consultation session with me. Just go to hometowntohollywood.com and click on the consultation page. In 60 or 90 minutes, you can get peace of mind and a detailed action plan. Remember, the future belongs to those who believe in their dreams.